Unlocking your brain's superpowers for better learning. Ever felt like the way you're taught in school doesn't quite match how your brain actually learns? You're not alone. Most of us are never really taught how to learn effectively. We usually figure it out on our own, but often end up following common beliefs that might not be right. The good news is, cognitive psychology, the study of how our brains work, has some awesome insights that can help us learn better. What if I told you that there are some cool tricks and tools from brain science that can boost your understanding and memory? These tips may seem a bit strange at first, but trust me, they work like magic. Whether you're in school, at work, or just learning something new, these tricks can help you succeed. But it's not just about you. Teachers and trainers can use these brain-friendly techniques to make learning a breeze for you and your peers. By understanding how your brain functions and applying these methods, they can help you study better, prepare for tests, and build your confidence. Master the art of active learning during lectures. The human brain is naturally wired for everyday conversation, where we process information in short, linear bursts, a sentence or two at a time. However, formal learning, like lectures, often presents information in a layered way. To understand new concepts, students must remember earlier points and connect ideas throughout the talk to grasp the full meaning. Simply listening passively won't cut it. To retain the information, you need to be an active listener, paying close attention and working to make connections during and after the lecture. Arrive early for classes to catch important context and key points given at the start. Take thorough notes to enhance your memory and create a valuable study resource. Focus on understanding concepts during the lesson, and write them in your own words. Keep your notes well organized for easy review later. If the instructor provides an outline or notes, use them as a supplement, not a replacement, for your own notes. Enhance learning through effective lecturing. Lecturers can help students understand better by starting with an overview of the lecture structure, main themes, and key points. Speak slowly and clearly. Indicate what should be noted down and pause to give students time to write. Provide printed copies of important figures and visuals. During the lecture, ask questions that make students apply what they've learned and encourage them to ask questions about anything unclear. Maximize the power of your lecture notes. Lecture notes are a key learning tool, but many students don't use them effectively. After each lecture, take time to review and restructure your notes. Connect the ideas and, if helpful, draw diagrams to visualize the material. Identify any gaps and fill them in using your textbook or other resources. Join a small study group too. Compare notes with classmates. If you need to ask your instructor for help, prepare specific questions in advance. Make the most of your study time by diving into your course books with a purpose. Reading for school isn't like reading for fun, you need to remember what you learn. So, set aside specific slots for focused reading where you're not just flipping pages. Use the SOAR method, set goals for what you want to achieve with your reading, understand how the book is organized, think about the questions it's likely to answer, and jot down what you've learned. If you're a teacher, help your students take structured notes by encouraging them to interpret what you're saying in their own words. Get them working together in study groups, and think about how you can add extra info to their notes after your lectures. Active learning for success. When your teacher or trainer assigns an activity, don't just dive in blindly. Before starting, take a moment to figure out what you should be looking for. Stay focused during the activity, take notes, and be fully engaged. If the task involves learning a new skill, break it down into smaller steps and components. Simply going through the motions won't cut it, you need deliberate practice to truly develop a skill. So, pay attention, take notes, and actively participate to make the most out of your learning experience. Before diving into activities, it's crucial for teachers to explain their purpose and guide learners on where to focus their attention. When assigning projects, remember that many learners may be new to selecting, planning, and executing a project. Therefore, it's essential to teach them these skills. Additionally, some learners may lack experience in group settings. Don't assume that this type of instruction requires less effort on your part compared to other teaching methods. Effective study strategies for success. Rereading your notes alone won't guarantee that you really grasp and remember the important stuff. Instead, make study guides for your key exams. Get familiar with how the test will be organized. It's helpful to look at previous year's exams to understand the format and types of questions, but don't use them as your primary study tool. They may focus on different things than this year's test. Work together with your study group to craft your own study materials like study guides, flashcards, and more. The process of creating these tools will actually help you remember the material better. When you make questions, make them meaningful, focusing on how or why. Memorize your answers by saying them out loud. You can also create diagrams and use catchy acronyms, like SOAR, to make things easier to remember. Effective study habits. Don't cram everything the night before the exam. While it might help you remember stuff temporarily, you'll forget it soon after the test. Begin preparing well in advance, study consistently, and use a schedule and to-do list to stay organized. Test yourself with similar questions to gauge your readiness for the exam. If you can explain the concepts in your own words, you're on the right track. If you only understand what someone else says about the material, you need more work. Don't be fooled into thinking you're prepared just because you've reread your notes. Teachers and trainers can be a big help in preparing for tests and exams. They should provide a clear outline of what will be covered in the exam. They can also give you practice quizzes that aren't too high stakes. Teachers should explain what should be in your study guide and set aside time in class for you to create questions for the material you've covered that day. They can provide examples of test questions and encourage students to share their study questions and answers. After exams, they should offer individual meetings to discuss your performance. Boost your memory and exam performance. Following are the tips for boost your memory. 1. Get a good night's sleep before any exam, as it helps consolidate your memory. 2. Imagine yourself in the study environment, it can aid in remembering. 3. If you're feeling nervous, turn that anxiety into excitement to stay alert and focused. 4. Manage stress consciously through deep breathing and visualizing success. Maximize your learning from written assessments. Here are some effective exam strategies. 1. Spend the first minute reading instructions and calculating your time per question. 2. Read each question carefully to ensure you understand it fully. 3. If you can't recall an answer immediately, don't panic. Reread the question and move on if necessary. 4. For essays or written questions, use scratch paper to jot down key elements and create an outline. 5. Plan your essay conclusion before you start writing. 6. Reserve time at the end to review and revise your answers and essays. Here are some tips that are effective after exam. 1. When you receive your results, take time to analyze what you got right and wrong and understand why. 2. Seek feedback from your instructor to improve your understanding. 3. Focus on what your results reveal about your strengths and areas that need improvement. Conquer procrastination with actionable steps. To beat procrastination, break big tasks into smaller ones and tackle them in short bursts of 20 to 60 minutes. Just dive in. Once you start, you'll likely realize it's not as tough as you feared. Tell yourself you can take breaks whenever needed. These tips can help you get going. 1. Discover your optimal work environment and schedule. Find quiet spots and identify the times when you're most productive. 2. Cut out distractions like your phone and social media. If music helps you focus, go for it, but make sure it doesn't become a distraction itself. 3. Avoid multitasking. It's impossible to do two mental tasks effectively at once. 4. Stay concentrated on the task at hand, whether it's listening to a lecture or studying. If you hit a snag, take a break and come back to it later. 5. Take regular breaks to recharge. After completing each task on your list, give yourself a breather. Stick to your break schedule to stay refreshed. 6. If you're tempted to do something else instead of studying, promise yourself a reward once you finish your work. 7. Surround yourself with other motivated learners and ask reliable friends to help you stay accountable. Having a supportive community can keep you on track and motivated. To excel in learning, envision your tasks as exciting challenges and diminish distractions by actively controlling your impulses. Consider the consequences of not learning by reflecting on how you'll feel tomorrow if you prioritize leisure over studying. This mindset shift empowers you to make choices that prioritize your long-term goals and minimize distractions. Teachers and trainers should share their own experiences of overcoming procrastination with students. They must clearly explain assignments and offer guidance if students struggle to begin. Helping students create a plan to prioritize tasks and break down big projects into smaller parts is essential. For major projects, setting intermediate deadlines is crucial. Boost your learning confidence. Having self-confidence can make a big difference in your learning journey. It helps you handle setbacks, knowing that with effort, you can learn and improve. Self-confidence naturally grows when you've succeeded before, performed well compared to others, and when your friends and family value learning. But if you haven't had these experiences, you might lack confidence in your abilities, even if you're academically talented. As a learner, you can boost your confidence by recognizing all the things you've learned outside of school, like sports or video games. These show that you have the skills to learn, you just need to apply them differently. Spend time with people who enjoy learning, but avoid comparing yourself to them. Measure your progress against your past self, not others. Practical learning tips for students. Remember, being an outstanding learner isn't everything. You just need to be good enough to understand the information or develop the skills you need. Learning is just a way to achieve that goal. Find meaning and interest in what you're learning. This will motivate you to study more and help you remember better. As a result, you'll do well on tests and build your confidence, improving your study habits and creating a positive cycle. Teachers and trainers can help build learners' confidence by encouraging them to recognize their own accomplishments. Assist them in identifying where they excel and where they encounter challenges, and provide guidance in overcoming difficulties. Establish personal connections with learners. This creates a comfortable environment to boost learners' confidence. Key points 1. Learn effective study techniques from cognitive psychology to improve understanding and memory. 2. Actively engage in lectures by taking thorough notes and connecting ideas. 3. Teachers can aid learning by providing clear lecture outlines and encouraging student questions. 4. Review and restructure notes after lectures, and use study groups for better retention. 5. Combat procrastination by breaking tasks into smaller parts and focusing on one at a time. 6. Boost confidence by recognizing personal accomplishments and setting achievable goals. 7. Teachers should build personal connections with students to create a supportive learning environment.